You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Joe Ostrowski, Chris Raji here, going over our best bets of the day. Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now and use our code BETQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. And don't forget to sign up with code BETQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. So, are you ready? We're going to go around the horn. Myself, Chris Raji, Jake Hassan, Jake Galley, and Vic Chalksey. Raji, start us off.
Well, first of all, we did get to the bottom of Galley calling Dub imbecile.
Good.
Yeah, he called him an imbecile, which is, I'm shocked he was blocked after that, because who doesn't react favorably to being called an imbecile by a stranger? It's great.
Isn't that so much worse than idiot?
Yeah, because it takes more thought.
Yeah, it does.
It's when you say idiot, because you use the word idiot all the time with people, right?
Yep.
So when you use a word like imbecile or dope, then it's sort of like, okay, man, he really thought about that.
Yeah.
All right, one that we didn't get to earlier was the Dodgers and the Angels. I like the Dodgers to go over for their total of 4.5 at -121. That is with Urias pitching today. The Angels aren't great against lefties. They're not terrible against them, but they're not great. But he's pitching really well. And so I think the Dodgers, who have been crushing right-handed pitching, that's a pretty good bet for today. They're the best, in fact, the most productive team in Major League Baseball against right-handed pitching. So let's see the Dodgers going over 4.5 today. I really like that one. Here's one of that's sort of, this is a risk, but we didn't touch on it. The Mariners will take on the Rangers in Texas. Mike Foltynewicz with a 4.32 ERA. I like him to get a win today at +153. Yeah, that's right. Texas has the fourth best offense in baseball against right-handed pitching, and that's going to help him out. They're going to probably give him some run support going up against Chris Flexen. So give me Folty for the W. +153, Joe.
All right. Very good. So you got the Dodgers team total over. Man, what a tough time for the Angels to meet the Dodgers.
I know.
You know the Dodgers are going to bust out of this, right. Losing 13 of their last 17. And now the Angels have lost 5 games in a row. They're sitting in last place in the AL West. Come on, guys. What are we doing here? Tough time.
Well, they got rid of Albert, so they're all on the way up now.
That was a strange press conference.
Yeah.
Living legend, first ballot Hall of Famer, but he wants to play every day and he sucks. And we don't want him playing every day. Get out of here. Like, it was, Madden is going to spit the truth, but it was like, man, that was rough.
They have a chance to go to the playoffs this year. Yeah. They've got to make good decisions, and he just isn't as productive as they need him to be.
Yep. Interesting to see if he latches on anywhere. Okay, New York Yankees trying to figure out how to bet this game against Corbin. I don't want to lay, into the -180s here. So we're going to go Yankees over 4.5 runs. They crush Corbin. They crush lefties. LeMahieu is terrific against Corbin throughout his entire career. Large sample size of his last 51 at-bats. So that's going to continue today. Yankees are going to score at least 5 runs. I'm going Yankees team total over 4.5. We also like Arizona. They've lost their last 3. However, they've got the advantage with the pitching matchup. Zach Gallen against David Peterson. And Gallen has been terrific against the Mets, and Arizona's offense, great against lefties. So I'm backing Arizona as an underdog at +112 over on PointsBet. And we've done well with the K props of late. I was looking at Rodgers. That's interesting today. Also tonight, Gomber. But a lot of these sites are really juicing that under up. But if you could find an unjuiced Gomber under 5.5, I would go to that. But I will give out Sean Manaea at plus money over 6.5 strikeouts. We went against Tampa Bay against a lefty last night. We're going to do the same thing today. I believe the first 6 or 7 outs for the Rays yesterday were all strikeouts. So hopefully we can get a repeat of that. Manaea over 6.5 Ks. Tampa Bay strikes out 32% of the time against lefty. So Yankees team total over. Arizona to win. Manaea over 6.5. Jay Kassan, what are your lightning bets?
I found Trevor Rogers over 7.5 for +120. So I will be taking that a lightning bet. And I'll also be taking the Orioles first 5 with Matt Harvey on the mound. That has been really good this season. And I'm also with you on the Yankees over 4.5, Joe. There will one day be a day where you don't steal a lightning bet from me. Today is not that day. But so I am going Rogers over 7.5 Ks and Orioles first 5.
Let me ask you guys. Do you like the over 9 for that game total?
For the Yankees game?
Yeah.
I mean, the Yankees could get there on their own, but I'd rather just take their own. I'd rather take their own total.
Okay. Is it 8.5 now?
I saw it at 9, unless it changed.
It's 8.5 on points.
Oh, then yeah, I would do that.
I was going to ask you guys this. Why is Cincinnati a dog against Zach Plesac?
I wrote them down. My guess is because Cleveland's rolling, winners of 5 in a row, 9 of their last 11. But yeah, I think that's a coin flip game. So if you're getting +133, that's not a bad bet.
I had had them when it was +125 this morning for their first 5 for the Reds to you know, have that first 5. I like that one.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. There are some situations that seem really close. Where you have the dog there, and I think Cincinnati is one of them. There was another one I was taking a look at. But, yeah, I like your thinking there. Wade Miley has been terrific so far this season. Let's bring in – I don't want to miss out on Jake Galley here. He's got a UFC play or two, and he's been on fire in the UFC. What are we thinking, Galley?
Yeah, so this card actually is pretty boring up top. So I took some other looks at the prelims, and I found a guy. This guy rolls jiu-jitsu literally like 4 blocks from my girlfriend's house. Got to go with the homer pick and Kyle Dauskas against Phil Hawes, the middleweight weight class. And if you look at the submission prop, he's +340. When I wrote this down last night, he was +450. So this has been getting hit a lot. These are two guys who like to fight, take the fight to the ground. Hawes, 3 takedowns per fight. Dauskas with 2. Only difference is Dauskas throws up 1.7 submissions per fight. So you're looking at good value there. And again, in his pro career, Dauskas has won. I think he had a stretch where he won 8 straight fights by the same submission, the Darce choke. So I'm going to go Kyle Dauskas by submission. Let's go Philly.
Would you be making this bet if you were from Clearwater, Florida?
If I'm looking for action... Yes, I think it's good value. Okay. If I'm looking for like a secure bet, this is a little bit of a shot here. It's a little bit of a shot, but I think it's at a good number. Not as good of a number last night, but again, you shop around, you can find it +340, +350.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good stuff there from Jake. He's been on fire with the UFC. So Dalskis is the play there. Let's go to Vic Chalksey, BetQL.co. Vic, what do we have for lightning bets?
What's going on, guys? I'll start with the BetQL model play of the day. They have a five-star play tonight on the Wolves Heat game. The model is liking Miami in this spot. You could take them all the way up to 10 points. The system thinks that Heat should be favored by 12 points tonight. So that's the BetQL five-star play of the day. And I'll hit you with a player prop pick. I am loving Tobias Harris over 17.5 points tonight. He's finally 100%. He's playing more minutes. He's got a great matchup tonight against the Pelicans. So that's one I already fired on this morning.
Tobias Harris, give the official prop again for points.
It's over 17.5 points tonight.
Over 17.5 points. Hey, Vic, I was thinking about you yesterday with Luka. You were in the house when he had 19 at the half. And then, well, I don't think he scored a bucket until like there were 2 minutes left in the game.
Literally, yeah. It was crazy. I think he missed 9 shots in a row. And then The worst part, I don't know if you guys are watching the game, but literally in the last minute, they were trying to foul Dallas every single time. And for some reason, he would pass the ball. And it was the most frustrating thing to watch for like the last minute of the game. So I'm sorry I hit you with that one. I did hit Andre Drummond. So hopefully you kind of neutralized some of your losses if you took that Luka bet.
There you go. Miami makes sense. Do you agree with the five-star play from BetQL?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We've been working on the model and, you know, doing some talks with them as well. But, yeah, it makes sense tonight. I think we're going to see a double-digit win coming out of Miami tonight. They're in a good spot. They're playing well, and they know the importance of this game. So I do like the five-star pick tonight.
All right, Vic Chalksey at DocSquad33 on Twitter from BetQL.co. Find some of his stories there. Thanks, Vic. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
There you go. There's Vic Chalksey. There are all your lightning bets for this Friday. What are you doing this weekend? Any big parties planned?
Tomorrow morning in Chicago, I will be on with Bruce Levine inside the clubhouse. Yeah, 9 to 11. So that's the start of my weekend.
You know who's on right before you?
You?
Yes.
Oh, baby. Right.
Early odds.
Are you on live?
We don't discuss that.
We don't discuss those things.
No. Yes. Yeah, but I'll be on the air from 8 to 9.
So then I'm on right after you, pal.
Exactly. Good. I'm glad you said that. So I won't say David Haw and Bruce Levine, because I did not know that you're doing that show.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I guess David had things to do.
You're doing one of the baseball shows every day lately.
Lately I have been. I was, they asked if I could do Sunday. I can't do hit and run on Sunday. I did the last couple of weeks, but you get me for some baseball tomorrow morning.
There you go. But I tell you, when I was doing hit and run, that's a Sunday morning baseball show, it was always a big pain because the big holidays, you're supposed to spend time with your family, like, it's Mother's Day this week. It's always on a Sunday. And I'm glad I'm not doing it now because my weekends are now baseball. We're traveling now. We've got to go to Joliet this Sunday. They still have it on Mother's Day. It's ridiculous. For my early odds show, friend of BetQL Daily, Alex Moretta, he'll be dropping by because the Stanley Cup playoffs start on Tuesday, Ranj.
I know, man. That starts Tuesday, and we are 8 days away from NBA playoffs. Eight or nine?
I did bet on your Blues. Is that stupid?
Oh, I don't know. Were they 33-1?
40.
40? I mean, they're not going to win, but maybe.
If they can get out of that division, yeah. I think they can win it all. That's the problem.
Good luck to you, Joe.
Thank you, Ranj. Back Tuesday?
I hope so.
All right. Roger will be back Tuesday. I'll be here Monday. BetQL Daily, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Luck with all your bets this weekend. Thanks for listening to the BetQL Audio Network.